I greet you in Jesus' precious name. It is Friday morning, the 17th of May, 2024, and this is your friend, Angus Buchan, with a thought for the day. We start off in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 2 and verse 13. For my people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living waters, and they have hewn themselves cisterns, broken cisterns that can hold no water. And then Proverbs chapter 16 and verse 22. Understanding is a wellspring of life to him who has it. Exchanging a fountain of water for a broken cistern is very short-sighted and short-lived. But why do we do that? We disregard the blessings of the Lord so often. You know, a spring is a fountain that comes out of the ground. The Lord says we must guard our hearts because it is the wellspring of life. We must be careful that we don't pollute and muddy the living water that comes from the Lord Jesus Christ in our hearts. You know, we tend to build massive dams for holding huge volumes of water. And that's fine as long as it rains and the rain fills the dams. But when there is a dry cycle and there is a drought, the water on the dams dries up, it evaporates. But that little spring which draws its water from deep down under the ground just keeps coming up. The springs from deep down in the earth, they never dry up. We need to guard our hearts, my dear friend, with everything we have. Do not allow the pollution of this world to muddy the waters of our hearts. You know, in the Jordan River in Israel, if that river dried up, there'd be no Israel. It's one river. It runs from the top to the bottom of Israel. Do you know it starts in a spring right up in the mountains in the northern part of Israel? Yes, we do have Mount Hermon, and it's covered with snow, and the snow melts and also fills the river. But it's the spring that comes out of the ground, which is the life of Israel. No Jordan River, no Israel. The same thing in South Africa. We have a spring in a place called Kuruman, on the west side of our nation. I've been there. It is something to behold. Everything around is dry and desert-like, but this spring just bubbles up out of the ground with beautiful, crystal clear water. Today, the Lord is saying, do not fill your life and your purpose with broken cisterns, but rather draw on the fountain, the spring, the wellspring of life, which is Jesus Christ. The Lord bless you and have a wonderful day. Goodbye.